Hello?
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I disapprove 100%. The man is an idiot.
And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as
governor? I approve of him. I vote for him.
And would you say that things in the country are in the right direction or the wrong direction?
We are in the wrong direction. We're going to go to hell if this man continues in the White House.
And would you say that things in Virginia are in the right track or the wrong track?
They try to go in the right thing. The governor is working hard to try. He's trying hard to clean the mess they was behind.
Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Right now, the school system and the school is a mess. If you start to clean the mess, that the people made it, take it. Okay?
The previous governor
left a lot of mess.
Okay, so do you want me to mark down for you excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It is okay. It's doing okay now, you know. They need a lot of work to do. They need a lot of work to do. I don't say it's poor. He's working hard to clean this mess. Okay?
So from the options I have here, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking, from the options I have here, I have excellent, good, fair, or poor. What do you want me to mark down for you?
I say fair.
Thank you very much. And thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Right now, I work in the school system. I work for the county government, and I was assigned to work in the school system. They need a lot of work to do in the school, believe me. There's a lot of people, a lot of teachers, they don't need to be there, believe me, because now the teachers start to be political. You're supposed to teach the children how to read and write, how to read and math, and they start to be political, start to be transgender, LGBTQ. You can tell a child who is 4 years old, because they don't know exactly who they are. You understand? 4 years old, 5 years old, they don't know what LGBTQ, but the teacher want to be political. You understand? They want to be political. If they want to be political, they're supposed to apply to be a senator, not to be a teacher. Okay? You teach the kids how to read and write, because they sit in the school, the grade 4 and 5 grade, they don't know how to write their own name. They're asking you to spell it, and that is wrong. They're supposed to know the name. They're supposed to write their own name, their home address. They're supposed to take the book and the newspaper and read. They don't know how to read the newspaper, but the teacher starts to push the kids LGBTQ, and that's wrong. That's wrong. That's the parents, not the teacher.
So from the options I have here, do you want me to mark down excellent, good, fair, or poor?
But the teachers is poor.
No, this is referring to public school, local public school systems.
Yes. Yeah, because the public, because the private schools, they don't teach politics to the kids. They teach them. But the public schools need a lot of work to do, believe me. The teachers, they only dedicate, if you are transgender, that's okay, we can help you. They're not the parents. They're not parents. They're there to teach the kids how to read and write. You understand? That's the parents' responsibility, not the teachers. Okay?
And would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
They're in the wrong track right now.
And thank you again for your patience. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of
the
funds used to educate.
Excuse me, you know what? Excuse me, you know what? The taxpayers pay for the public schools. Taxpayers like me and you and everybody else pay for the public schools. And they don't get the education they need to have it. You understand? The only thing you give the teachers, they want more money. For what? To teach the kids, you know, you are liberal or you are Republican. They know the business. They're too young. This is my
well, let me ask you. Let me ask you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about it, this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or not at all?
If you're talking about this, if the child is not in the public schools, this is what you're talking about, they're in private schools?
That's what the statement says.
Oh, really? Well,
yes.
The parents start to put the kids in the private school because they start to learn more because they don't get the education they need to have in the public school, okay? The public school, they don't teach the kids much. You understand? I was there, and I saw it with my eyes, okay? And I don't like it what I saw. Now it's worse than before. Do you understand? It's worse than before. But now it's getting worse and worse and it's going down. I know the government, the governor we have it now, she's trying very hard to clean the mess. But it's going to take a long time. She don't get a lot of support because Virginia is very liberal. You know that. And I know that. Virginia is too liberal for that. This is what happened with Virginia. This is the reason we have the man in the White House. It's Aida, who don't know who he is, if you. Okay, good night.
And for this statement here, do you want me to mark down for you a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little or nothing at all?
Great deal.
Okay, and thank you again for your patience. Now, supporters say it
will
give parents. Yes, ma'am?
Excuse me, they have to give it the power to the parents, not to the teachers, not to the public schools. The public schools are not supposed to have any power in the children at all. Like zero, 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 zero. They have to condemn that. The parents, they're the ones that are raising the kids, not the teachers, okay? The teachers, they have to teach the kids, okay? The rest is the parents' responsibility. That's what
well, let me ask you, ma'am. Let me ask you. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
No, because I don't support no more the public schools. I'm supposed to give it, they're supposed to give it more choice to the parents, so the parents can date their child. If they don't have a child, they don't make it in the public school, they're supposed to make a choice to go to private school. Because you have to understand, the private school, the number of the students in each class is less. And the public school is more, the number is high. You know why? And you know what the teacher say? Well, if the kid don't learn in this grade, when he reads the next one, he can take it from there. Because they need that chair for the next one. Okay? I was there, and I saw it. This is the reason I'm talking about. You understand? The parents is supposed to have more choice. If they don't like it. Yes?
Well, let me ask you, ma'am, given what you know,
yes?
Would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that more likely? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely or much less likely for you to support?
Well, I can vote for somebody who would like to support the education. Because the person know what he's doing, because the liberals sometimes they don't know what the hell they want it. You understand? They try to eliminate the gas, they try to eliminate the gasoline is going up because holidays is over. Now, we the people who receive one check a month, and we have to pay the price. Do you understand how I feel? I'm retiring, I have to pay the price because the idiot we have in the White House, he don't give a damn about nobody but himself. He was more than 40 years in the White House and the Senate, and the only thing he was running his mouth. That's all he knows how to run his mouth and make lies after lies. he and his son. Do you understand? I don't care if his son was drug addict, but we pay for that. We pay for that. Do you understand? For him to put for all the prostitution, the money coming for the taxpayers' money, because his salary that he was making when he was a tenant. Do you understand? It was not that big money. Okay, so the money was coming from the under the table. This is what I'm saying. The people are so stupid when they go to the election. They say, I don't like it. I want to vote for the right person, but they don't understand for whom they have the vote, because most of the time the people who vote, I don't think they know how to read or write. They take the dead people, they make it the person is alive, and they take the vote for that. This is what happened in the last election, and you know it. The vote was not counted properly. They were cheating. You know that.
And
so
do
you asking
feel
the
that,
question?
Well, let me ask
I
you.
I feel very angry
feel,
right now.
Well, calm down, ma'am. We're almost done here. I'm going to read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. And thank you again for your
opinion. Don't waste my opinion. My opinion is very important. I want
now,
you to keep it in mind, guys.
Well, let me ask you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
I would like them to attend a public school if the school is run properly. I would like them to try it because the taxpayers' money pay for that. We pay for that. If they have the right people who can teach the children. You understand? But the teachers are the one and not us.
Well, let me ask you, do you feel that all Virginian students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Oh, they can have the right to, no matter. Like I said, this country, then no matter who you are, the color, or the race, or what kind of sex you are. They don't care. But as long as these kids learn something in the school, okay? But if they know that you are a transgender, the teacher gets more and more, and if he's a transgender, they could teach that child in the school anything. Do you understand? And then they get involved, the rest of the class, to start to explain what transgender is. See? And the class, whatever they're supposed to teach, the kid is a whore because the teacher is so excited about that the child is a transgender. It's not a big deal.
And
that's too early.
Well, let me ask you
again.
Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend? Should or should not?
Yeah, they should. They should do it. Yes.
Now let me ask you, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana. Bet it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it since this time. Now, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana, black market drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal, regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Do you support this or oppose it?
I support for the education, not for the drugs. I know the drugs can happen when the people are sick. I understand some people who is the terminal and they need that. Okay, they have a cancer, they have a chronic, you know, and they're prescribed by the doctor. I understand that part. But not to use it as a daily base. Do you understand?
Well, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other perform should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
For the farmers need the money. The farmers need the money because if we don't have the farmer who produce the best thing.
So do you choose should or should not?
For the farmers? I support the farmers. The marijuana can be a home.
And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No, I don't support that because the males, you've been born a male. you have to understand that I'm a woman, and the male want to compete with me, and he just changed his sex. He, you know, he's different. He's completely
and do
different.
You...
He's going to be more strong than me. I don't support that. No.
And thank you again for your patience. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
They're supposed to report to the parents because they know the parents, and the parents already know who the child is, the first place.
So do you support it or oppose it?
I support that the teacher, if they see something is different, and the child is bullied in the school, they're supposed to call the parents. But they're not supposed to take the law in their own hands and try to change the child's mind. You understand? And make it worse.
And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language marking clear that parents have the fundamentals rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Do you support it or oppose it?
Yeah, I support.
And do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? Do you support it or oppose it? Sure, no problem. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
They're supposed to report immediately because, you know, I see parents, they adopt the children and they abuse them for sex. Like they use it for sex. Do you understand? I saw it with my own eyes. I have to report to the Child Protective Service. Do you understand?
And thank you so much for your patience. And now I would like I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is moderate access to care in my community, or access care in my community is inadequate?
I don't know in my community because I don't see where I live, you know, so many people who have that kind of problem.
Okay.
I support it for the need.
Okay, because right now the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavior health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is it not a priority?
It's high.
High priority. Okay. And one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal in invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavior, health care, and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I support that.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I strongly support it if they need it, you know.
Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
I support it.
Okay. So do you, are you more likely to support it, less likely, or has no effect on you?
I'm more likely to support that.
And it includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
I support more. I want to support that. Yeah.
And thank you again for your patience. So, the plan has $50 million to expand mental health services for schools, age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
I support that because it's a lot of people who have a lot of mental health. They need help.
Now it includes a $58 million to increase a fund, the number of crisis received centers and crisis stabilize units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
I'm also support, yeah.
Now, the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat opiate crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poison among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
I like more to support that.
And it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely to support that.
And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up, and you're doing great. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
I oppose that.
Well, do you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I strongly oppose it. That's
okay. Now, Virginia's public employee have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a union. Do you feel public employees should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
This is responsible employees, but you know, that is a little tricky question because some places they don't like the union. In some places that you work, it allows you to have that. You know, that makes a controversy when you work in a place like that. You understand? Because when I used to work, they wanted to create a union, and that was very, very difficult because some they wanted, some they refused to accept that. You know? It depends where you work. It depends what kind of
job.
I work for public health, and I know what the public health is. You understand? When you work for public health, you can have a union sometimes, depending where you work. You understand? Depending on the department that you work in, depending on who you work. You know? It's very different. You know? I like to have a union because they're supposed to help the employees, but sometimes the union don't help me. You know?
Well, from the options I have, do you want me to mark down should or should not?
Should not.
Not okay. And thank you again for your patience. Do you feel public employees should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, home phone number, address, email to union organizers? Should or should not?
No, not.
Okay. And now unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
No.
It should be.
It should be
a minimum. It should be higher, though.
Yeah, my husband says it's supposed to be high a little bit, you know.
Yeah, they should get, you know. Are you talking about them paying dues and stuff?
Well, let me read it for you one more time. It says, unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election? Should or should not?
Yes.
Huh? So do you want me to mark down should or should not?
I say I should not. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we are at 95%. We are almost done here. And thank you again for your patience. Once a union is formed, it can be a place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Remove it.
So should or should not?
Should not.
Okay. Now, in 2021, a law was passed linking the Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resource Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all the new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose reappealing this law?
I'm opposed because you know what? I have to be millionaire to buy an electric car. Maybe now, finally when she leaves the White House, she's going to give me the money to buy my electric car. I better make it, you know, what I have. That's terrible. Electric car. Who's going to pay the electricity?
Well, let me ask you. Now, federal
right
tax...
now, wait a minute. Right now it's free. You can go anywhere. You can charge your car. But after everybody have an electric car, it won't be no free, my dear. We have to pay for that. Okay? And the electricity is going to go up. Okay?
So is everybody.
Yeah, everybody else is dreaming. Sue dreaming. He's a millionaire. He have a house in Delaware. He have a house all over. So he can afford that. You know? But I can afford that to have an electric car. Do you understand?
Well, let me ask you. Now, federal tax breaks and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index tax, state tax breaks and deductions for inflation? Should or should not?
Can you repeat again?
Yes. It says federal tax breaks and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax breaks and deductions for inflation? Should or should not, ma'am?
I think no, should not.
No opinion
right now on that.
Your pardon?
Hello?
She said no.
Yes.
Opinion. No.
We don't understand.
Okay. And now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or other?
Republican. We both Republican. My husband is
there. And what is your age?
My age?
Yes, please.
Oh, well, I was born in 1960. Pick it up. I'm 72 years old.
So are you between 50, 64, 35, 49, or over than 65?
I'm 72 years old.
Over.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian,
well,
or other?
According to the libros, I'm a brown person. The libros call the Spanish people brown. And the white, they call white privilege. You know, this is how the libros call the people, you know. So I'm a mix anyway. My father was from China, my mother was from South America, so I'm a mix. Okay, a half and a half.
Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
We don't have children.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
I was born a female, and I'm going to die a female.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
I hope I'll be able to answer your questions. Okay, good night.
Good night, ma'am.